June 12, 2016, an ISIS-inspired terrorist massacred 49 people, including 53, in a bar in Orlando, Florida. In a country far used to mass shootings, the deadliest single one by a terrorist occurred in a Florida gay club, Orlando, Florida. We've all had a dream in which we are in a place, feeling threatened, and can't get away. Maybe we try to run, but we find that our feet appear to be in quicksand. Maybe the person or thing chasing us seems to always get closer. Whatever the scenario, we feel helpless. Thankfully, these are only dreams, not real life. Most probably, very few of us find ourselves in an actual situation of this nature. Life is rarely a Stephen King movie, after all. By the way, far too many of which I have watched. Terrorism is, of course, a real-world fear. People die or are seriously wounded and lives are shattered. I've never been in a terrorist attack, so I cannot imagine what it is like to witness such an event or, God forbid, have to flee from one. Most attacks, however, are over in a second. An IED is exploded at the side of a road, blowing up vehicles. A suicide bomber detonates his or her device, killing and maiming people in a crowded, everyday venue, a market, a bus stop, a concert. Some unfold over a longer period of time. Attacks of this nature obviously require that the terrorists remain alive long enough to keep killing. After all, it is really hard to target someone after your body is in a gazillion pieces thanks to an explosive belt. It is these that would raise the specter of innocent civilians seeking to run away. Today's featured terrorist attack is an example of this kind of act. On June the 12th, 4 years ago, Omar Mateen entered a gay bar called Pulse in Orlando, Florida, with several firearms and started shooting randomly. In the end, he had killed 49 patrons and wounded a further 53 before he too was killed by police. He had pledged allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, leader of Islamic State or ISIS, and referred to the Boston Marathon bombers, brothers Jokar and Temerlan Tsarnaev, who had struck in April 2013. Mateen's wife was also tried on charges she aided and abetted her husband, but was acquitted in 2018. The attack, at the time, was the single largest mass shooting in the U.S., a country which witnesses a disproportionate number of these crimes, that is, until the 2017 shootings in Las Vegas. I cannot imagine the terror of those at Pulse as they heard gunshots. Did they know it was gunfire and not just loud music? Did they know where to run to? Was there panic and a stampede? There were several lawsuits brought by survivors against an array of authorities whom they felt had dropped the ball. As for me, I am sure I will have the odd bad dream or I feel trapped. I just hope it never materializes into real life.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.